Good morning, Cape Town.
Lester Kibbett.
Starting your day
on Cape Talk.
Let's go to Pinelands now. No, not to talk about liquor licenses, but apparently there's some issue around the Pinelands Oval. Residents in Pinelands, they're pushing back against plans by the Pinelands Hockey Club to install an AstroTurf field and lease around 60% of the lower oval from the city of Cape Town. Now, this is a historic and protected green space. It dates back to the early development of Pinelands. It's been used for all sorts of activities, not just exclusively for hockey. For cricketers, athletics, soccer, frisbee players, dog walkers, families enjoying their green open space. Diane Smart, she is with the Pinelands Friends of the Oval. Good morning, Diane. Really appreciate your time. What's your opposition to this planned leasing of that green space exclusively to the Pinelands Hockey Club?
Well, Lester, it is it's approximately 60% of the total green space that the proposed lease encompasses. As you described, it's a much-loved green public open space in the heart of Pinelands. It's always been a public place since the suburb was first established, and it's a mixed-use, multi-use space, a combination of a number of formal sports clubs that use it, as well as many informal users. The Pinelands Hockey Club has not, in fact, used the space for the last 20 years or so, because during that period of time, hockey has been played on AstroTurf. So it's been used by cricket, frisbee, soccer, athletics, and then, as I say, a variety of informal users. Many people describe it as something akin to a village green or a common. It's a place where people meet, have social exchanges, just enjoy a large public open space with good views, some exercise, some community building, social time, and some sport. Now, in March, the city put out a notice calling for comments on a proposed 10-year lease with an option to extend by a further 10 years to the Pinelands Hockey Club. The notice contained very little information, almost none in fact, and most importantly failed to inform the public that the lease application is inextricably tied to a development of the land being the AstroTurf. Yeah. And that in fact the city had already pre-approved the AstroTurf in 2023 with no public participation process. Mm. So it seems to be a development application that's being clothed as a lease.
Mm. Is this the conversation around the balance between the effective use of space? So the Hockey Club says we want to effectively use the space for a recreational activity versus the principle of the shared public open space of which the Oval is now used.
Well, Lester, I would say that and most people that I've heard speaking on this issue would say that it's not effective use of the space to grant the lease and build the AstroTurf, because it will then become an exclusive space for one club as opposed to the mixed-use space that is currently enjoyed there. It is already effectively used. The notice by the city describes the property as underutilized, surplus to council's requirements, and no demand exists for same. But I'm afraid that just displays a city that's very out of touch with its community, because it is a really well-used space. Mm. And any city official that would take the time to actually go and spend some time there, particularly in the late afternoon, early evening, will see that it is abuzz with activity.
Yeah. I'm not a Pinelands resident, so that would be my question. How do you quantify how this public open space is used recreationally? Dog walkers, families, people just wanting to walk around in some greenery, get some fresh air. How would you quantify that? versus, say, a hockey club saying, well, we have a plan with it and we want to develop this into an AstroTurf and we formalize this area. That's why I make the distinction of, you know, they saying it's an effective use. We can doing something versus how do you quantify how many people use it for other recreational activities that aren't maybe as organized as a hockey club.
Well, I think it has an intangible heritage and social benefit in the manner in which it is currently used that can be difficult to quantify, and it's not just a numbers game. But, you know, it will be changed forever by a development like this. An AstroTurf is not something that's going to change back to a green open field in time. And of course, there are big environmental impacts with the building of an AstroTurf. They're not easy to remove and they're costly to maintain. So, you know, it's being touted by our ward councillor and by the hockey club as an investment in community sport. But as far as we can tell, the only people who are going to benefit from it is the Pinelands Hockey Club themselves. I mean, the city's been treating the public participation process as a tick box exercise. It's been extremely difficult to get information out of them. I have, for example, put questions to them like, which community is it going to benefit? Who, apart from the club itself, is going to be guaranteed use of this facility, et cetera? But unfortunately, there's been no answers forthcoming from the city and really not enough information from the city for the public to engage in a meaningful public participation exercise.
Diane Smart,
we are not opposed to public having to the hockey having a public an AstroTurf, but just not in this particular place.
Diane Smart, the Pinelands Friends of the Oval. The question to Pinelands residents: should a single sporting club be allowed to take control of a majority of a long-standing public green space if it maybe improves the facilities in that area? Or does public access and the shared use of a green space, does that come first? 0214460567.